Kim Kardashian wearing a sweater.
I could not figure out what was going on. I was like, you have this gorgeous dress that I can see most of, and then she has this, like, very ratty-looking cardigan that she keeps, like, she keeps just, like,
adjusting.
Yeah, just adjusting in this strange way of, like, I'm not gonna, well, okay, no, I'm going back in. Like, what are you doing?
Everybody, and welcome back to the iconic and kind of ironic Delulu Canoe Podcast, where all your Delulu dreams come true. Here in this little corner of the internet, we like to talk about things that make us feel a little bit Delulu or delusional, for those of you that don't know, because I have gotten some comments that they don't know where Delulu comes from. But I do have somebody here with me today who is my producer, my right hand, and who also has a degree in Deluluology, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show!
How you doing?
I'm so great.
Good.
Tell me about your Deluluology.
My Deluluology? Let's see.
How long have you been studying?
I've been studying Deluluology since the year 1999, right after high school.
Whoa.
And then I discovered everybody else's pet peeves and stupid do's and don'ts, and now I think I'm a full, well-educated brown, second-degree brown belt. Yes.
You're the most educated brown belt of Delulu that I've ever met.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I don't know why we're talking like this.
I don't know either why.
But in order to enhance the youthness on this show, I'm going to introduce my friend and our editor here on the Delulu Canoe Podcast, Chompy!
Ooh. I have a knife!
She has a weapon!
I brought a knife to this show, sorry. When I was here last time, we were talking about my Neo costume. And I won the costume contest, Most Innovative. Nice. So this is the knife that I won, and I wanted to bring it.
Yes! Congratulations!
Thank
you're a winner!
Thank you! It was all worth it.
It was so cool. Your outfit was amazing.
Thank you. Yes. It weighs 10 pounds. It has a lot of keyboard, circuit board, all kinds of things on it. But yeah, I could not go to the bathroom in it, so that's why I had to take it off. So I stayed in it for the costume contest, and then we're like, okay, comfy time.
Yeah, I feel that. I have a couple cosplays that I also can't use the bathroom in, so I relate. I feel you on a spiritual level. Mm-hmm. But today, since you've been on the show now, what, this is your third?
No, this is only second time.
Second time? Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I was here fixing your, we were trying to figure out what wire you needed.
Yes, yes. And we still don't have the wiring under control good. Here. We're still infants. We need nurturing and care on this show. But I am always drawn to hot topics. One of the things that was your Delulu at that time was the documentary Quiet on Set that came out on HBO Max. And they put out another episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of collectively decided to come back together and do a brief update on what was said in the new episode. And I have a pretty strange take on it. So I'm curious what your take
Wait,
is.
Wait, what is your strange take?
Well, okay. So I loved the storyboarding and the theming of the first four episodes. I thought it was really easy to take in. I myself have been a victim of SA and also just mental and emotional abuse as well, being a young child back in the day. And I could watch it and it was palatable. It wasn't too triggering. It wasn't too, like, it was surprising and shocking, but it kept you interested. But on this last episode, I liked the interviewer. I thought she was a really good choice for it, but the opening monologue / dialogues that she did in the beginning really took me out of it. It felt like a year 2000s newscast.
It felt totally different from the other episodes, so I felt exactly the same way. I was like, this is, I mean, it's fine. You're doing a fine job, but this is not the content that I wanted to watch. Like, the documentary style of the first several episodes was not how this one was. So I was kind of like, and it was more of like a reflection between several of the cast members that we'd already seen, and the all that cast member and his mom,
right,
reflecting on their relationship. But there wasn't like, I was hoping for more new information or like possibly Drake Bell touching on the allegations against him and like possibly having a response to that. Logically, he's probably not going to respond to that in the documentary, but I was kind of hoping like maybe they would tie it all together. But no, they did tie in Dan Schneider's response. So yes. We talked about how we did not watch his dumb YouTube being like,
yeah.
Ah. But he did say in that video, apparently, like, there's some people that I owe a big apology to. And now he's like, actually, I'm going to sue these documentary filmmakers for the slandering me. It's like, dude, do you owe them a big apology or is it all a big lie? Because I think that Discovery and HBO and, Mac, I think they have some pretty good lawyers. And I think that when they made this in the first place, they were pretty sure that they could say all of this. So
they dotted their I's and crossed their T's. And if they didn't...
You don't put something like this out, I don't think, onto a major network if it hasn't been gone over pretty carefully. Because obviously someone who has allegations against them like this is going to respond in this way.
For sure.
I do think it speaks to his insane ego of, like, he just thinks that he can get away with anything. It's like, sir, do you think they're not going to go through your phone? Yeah. Do you think they're not going to go through their computer? What are they going to find? Mm-hmm. What are they going to find when they call the phone company?
Yeah. My big thing with it is that, like, I get that maybe he is doing it just because that's, like, the right thing for him to do in his mind or his lawyer's mind. But he's not even making films anymore.
That's so why I just think he's really stepping in it. Like, I don't know if they were something that maybe... at Nickelodeon or something that, like, maybe was in talks to, like, bring him back to, like, do something. But, like, it doesn't... He hasn't been around for years. Nickelodeon parted ways with him over his verbal abuse. So it's like, also, if you've been... You can't be nice to adults your age that you're working with. Like, I believe that you're gonna behave properly around children. Okay. That you have power over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And I don't think... Because he's suing... in regards to them softly accusing him of being a predator, but I don't remember anywhere in the documentary that they said he was a predator. I know that there was a line or two of them mentioning that he would always be gone with Amanda, but they didn't lead you to believe at all, in my opinion, that anything was going on between them.
I don't think they said anything directly accusing him of any, like, very specific behavior. Because, yeah, I think that they were very careful about the language that they used, so...
That's what I thought, too. So I feel like it's very strange that he's suing just on that premise.
Yeah, it just proves, Bliss, like, you're a giant baby. you just have a giant baby ego, and you really think that anyone cares this much that you can win? Okay.
Yeah, and his interview with Tebow was really rough, too. And I am glad, though, in the documentary that they showed that and then had the cast that was in the documentary reacting to it.
Being like,
I thought that was great.
Okay, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like my only criticism with it is, like, I loved the interviewer. I just wish they had her do a couple more takes where instead of doing the news anchor voice, this is the quiet on set documentary, that it was a little bit more gentle. Because I loved her interview.
No, I think she was putting on the news anchor thing. So it just kind of took you out of the whole, like, these are such personal stories that, you really need a gentler
touch. It felt like I was watching the news. Yeah. That was a little bit like, what? Why is this pacing so different? What's going on here? And once she got to talking with them, thought it was great. Really loved their reactions to Dan's sad little episode of him not apologizing but trying to apologize. Thought that was great, because that's the side of apologies we don't usually get to see, especially with celebrities, is you don't get to see the other side either accepting the apology or denying it. It's usually, like, either written in a tweet or, like, on an Instagram post. So watching them facially react to it, I thought was such a great thing for us as viewers, kind of more looking in on the issue and feeling a part of it. And I thought they handled it really well. I thought they all spoke very eloquently. So I'm happy they did the episode. Maybe just make it shorter, or maybe, I don't know, like, we didn't need all of that. And I agreed with the Drake Bell thing that he's not going to talk about his situation, but it felt weird watching them talk to him again and not mention anything new.
Or mention any new information. Yeah.
It's very redundant.
Yeah. That's what I felt redundant to me. It's like, okay, why are we doing this? Like, everyone's hanging on.
Why did they release it, like, 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
That was so strange. And then they showed like two TikToks of people being like, did you see Quiet on set? I'm like, that TikTok added nothing to the episode.
No, I think they really just wanted to respond again to Dan after his video. And then they were like, well, we got to put something else in here.
Yeah, I think they could have just kept it short.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Agreed.
I'm also shocked that Dan is trying to sue. It's just strange to put a button on it, but good luck.
Good luck! Like, can't wait to see.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see.
Gonna be heavily watching that.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot news and gossip, the Met Gala recently happened, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of really cool outfits. And a lot of really interesting outfits. So I was curious if I don't... Cosmo, did you watch the Met? I forgot to ask you earlier.
No.
No. Okay. Well, we won't...
Cosmo doesn't know what's going on. Cosmo didn't know who Cindy Sweeney was. My wife also got space married at NEO.
Oh, space married!
Thank you. Also didn't know who... There's a meme of Cindy Sweeney next to this, like... psychedelic mushroom girl.
What?
And Claire was like, is that the same person? I was like, no! Cindy Sweeney and this random TikTok girl. What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, no, Cosmo, I had a feeling I had a feeling you were watching this.
I mean...
I think it's fashion. You're very fashionable, so I thought maybe you watched it.
Thank you. I tried to, like, you know, to keep it under the wraps, you know? I don't want people to know anything about me, really. I mean, but, no, I've heard about it. I've seen some, like, weird stuff like that, but I just thought it was, like, another crappy-ass thing for people to wear something ridiculous and going to a charity that probably goes to nothing really useful, but...
It does preserve fashion. It does go to the museum that they preserve fashion. So with fashion as an art form, I think that it does have an importance. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Not going to be the most important issue to every person.
Right.
And I don't think that it is more important than a lot of other things than other current events. But
yeah, I agree.
Rich people be being rich. And so hopefully some of that can be siphoned to something kind of good.
Yeah, I'm an avid watcher of the Met Gala. I don't, like, cancel plans to watch it, but if I'm free that day, I will, because I love fashion, and I understand the importance of preserving iconic pieces, but if I'm going to drop a hot take here, I will say, well, actually, two hot takes. I'll keep them brief. I wish Anna Wintour would make the theme of the event, because there's always a theme each year that the celebrities and their designers get together and design these amazing outfits to match the theme or to just do whatever they want. I wish they would do one that would actually raise awareness on other things that are going on. Now, I'm not talking like wars or anything ridiculous. I'm saying like recycled fashion or like cleaning up the ocean would be such a cool theme. Imagine all the mermaid looks or the merman looks, just like things that are more eye-opening, because obviously the money goes towards keeping the gallery open, which is important, but they could just adjust the theme to draw awareness. Like, they could do like breast cancer awareness, mm-hmm. and everyone could wear pink. Like, there's so many causes out there. Or autism, the Autism Society, that'd be a great one. Like, there's so many colors associated and themes associated with so many different problems going on in the world. It'd be great if they picked a theme that was relevant and that we all could get behind. So it's not just, it's based on this beautiful poem that was written in the 1900s about this thing or whatever.
The Garden of Time.
Yeah, you know, just things that actually have meaning. I mean, not to say that poetry doesn't have meaning, but something that would really draw awareness is my one gripe. And then my second gripe is that the awareness, and also I feel like there's just so much more we could be doing with the money. I get that it's going mm-hmm. there, but the prices that were leaked, it's $75,000 for the celebrity to attend.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Not relatable.
Yeah, not relatable. Oh, and the Jesus. Tables for these designers is $300,000 for a table. And it's like, so you mean to tell me that all that money just goes to the museum and they do this annually? How is there, like, how are they not donating some of the, even 10% of the proceeds to something that's going on would be awesome. Just saying. Jeez. I'm just a girl in her podcast room, so, like, don't come for me. But just, you know, maybe think about it. Maybe think about being aware of what's going on without...
Madam Winter.
Madam Winter.
If you're watching.
She's clearly watching. Subscribe.
We have a suggestion for you.
We would love that. We would just love a little bit more awareness. Yeah. And I like the event. I think it's really great. I love the idea of putting, like, creating art, visual art that you can wear. I think it's beautiful and stunning. And, like, I, too, have been somebody who would love to go. And if was given the opportunity, totally would go. But, you know, the price is very expensive. And I think I would do something a little bit more, like, I would try to bring the theme of, like, recycling or something just to, like, be a little bit more aware of what's going on, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit more culturally alert. Mm-hmm. But some of the really cool looks that people did talk about, or maybe not cool looks, but some of the controversial looks was Kim Kardashian wearing a sweater.
I could not figure out what was going on. I was like, you have this gorgeous dress that I can see most of, and then she has this, like, very ratty looking cardigan that she keeps, like, she keeps just, like,
adjusting.
Yeah, just adjusting in this strange way of, like, I'm going back in. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I watched the video of her trying to go up the steps, and it was like,
also she was like really squeezed in there. I was like, oh dear, I would not want to be in that.
Yeah, and it's the idea of, like, you know, kids and young adults are going to be watching this, and can we be done with, like, the fetishizing of being skinny? Like, why can't we just embrace who we are, work out, eat healthier, those sort of things, and just understand that our body is made to reproduce, to make other babies' bodies, but also it's made to keep your organs safe.
It's just trying to keep all your stuff in.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's gotta be bigger.
Yeah. Like, I don't, the Ozempic trends right now is sending me, because, like, I wouldn't say I'm, like, a thinner girl, but I'm definitely petite. But it's, like, the fetishizing and the glamorizing of this Ozempic trend is exhausting. Like, I can't, it bothers me so much to my core. Mm-hmm. Can we just love who we are?
Truly.
Can we love who we are?
Well, if we did that, there would be, like, really no television gossip, really.
I suppose so. I suppose. But is gossip, I don't know, is gossip really all that's cracked up to be? Well, anyways, the other one that you actually had mentioned was Camila Cabello carrying a clutch that was a block of ice.
I did. Okay, so I noticed on my second viewing of the block of ice that it had a rose mm-hmm. in the middle of it. So I think it was supposed to be like a Garden of Time or like maybe a Sleeping Beauty reference or something like that. But yeah, holding a block of ice on a red carpet does not seem practical.
Yeah.
Beauty can be so cold.
Yeah. She said something that it was like, by the time, because she had to wait a long time in line to get to the red carpet, and she said, like, the strap or whatever, like the handles on it had melted, so then it became a clutch.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say there was a price on it, too. She had mentioned how expensive it was. And it was stupid, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, no.
I want to look it up while I'm here. I'm scared.
It's probably why I'm lost with those kind of things, because, like, I was on set for American Horror Stories Hotel, and it was a fashion show scene, and I was like, the wardrobe was ridiculous of the people that were in the audience, and I was like, this is real shit, because I've seen some fashion shows that are just like, what are you wearing?
Oh, no.
And how much did you pay to get in here? And how do you have that, just that money lying around? Like, yeah. I'm going to go have a fucking $5 million steak dinner, and then I'm going to go to this gala for $5 million. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's for a charity, I understand. It's pretty cool. But like you said, if it's for something like the ocean and whatnot, then I would watch.
Like, wouldn't that be cool? Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to see men dressed up as mermaids.
Yeah.
It's killer. So I looked up Camila Cabello's ice purse. It's just a small amount of money. It's a $22,000. It's a
There we go. Yes.
It's a handcrafted ice purse. It took 85 hours to complete. It has a handcrafted rose with pure lines made of 18 karat rose gold.
Jesus.
Yeah. Set with flawlessly cut 0.50 carat diamonds. I don't know how to read that. And the water was from Navas in Germany. Talk about out of touch.
So it's mostly the rose, right? Not the ice.
It's like, how do you, if you bought it, like, how you gotta, like, how do you transport that back to your house? Like, is there like a freezer on standby or?
No, she was dripping all over the carpet. All her German water is all up in there.
You know, every drip should be like a deduction from the cost price. You know? Wow.
Okay, a dress I did really like was Elle Fanning's dress. Did you see hers?
Yes, I did.
She made the like floating strap is like kind of a trend on her with the birds lifting it. It made sense. All of the other ones that I've seen, I'm like, your strap looks crazy. Like, what are we doing? But with the little birdie, little like glass looking birds, like, I thought that was a very cool like illusion.
And it like it looked like she was like frozen too. Like the dress had like a very ice look to it.
Yeah, like looked wet or like like the birds were like lifting the dress onto her. Yeah, it was like very Cinderella moment.
It was really cool. I didn't get it at first because I didn't see like the bird bit, and then of course on TikTok somebody was like, "Oh my god, it's a reference to Cinderella. Look at the birds." And I was like, "Okay, I'm here now." Gosh, I really loved Emma Chamberlain's look, like the black with like the nude underneath looked very like villainesque. And I've never seen her do anything like that before. So I love that look on her. Who else really stood out? There was just so many. I mean, Zendaya, she looked very.
Yeah.
She looked very like statuesque with like the grapes. And like the blue green kind of style dress was like my favorite of the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really like love a lot of.
There was a lot dresses that I didn't care about. I love Janelle Monáe.
I didn't see hers.
I also liked that Michael Shannon was carrying a bag of chips. It was a Balenciaga branded bag of chips. I don't know if he was eating the chips out of there or if they were actual chips. But I just saw him holding a bag of Balenciaga chips. I'm like,
okay,
that's kind of like that. Yeah.
I'm a little torn on Balenciaga, though. I still am not about them with the whole kids advertisement that came out years ago. So I'm a little, I don't know if I'd carry that bag of chips. But also, J-Lo had a viral clip where someone politely asked her as she was going up the stairs, "Who are you wearing?" And she, like, barely makes eye contact with them, looks them up and down, says the name of the designer, and then just, like, walks off. And it's like, oh, hey, other friend. It, yeah, was really tacky, really bad. Who is her PR team?
It's not going well.
Why are people telling her that everyone thinks she's mean?
Can you not be a snot for like 4 seconds?
I mean, it's probably somebody from the block.
Oh my gosh. J-Lo, if you're watching, because obviously J-Lo is watching, just be nice to people. And then people will go see your tour. I don't know if you just said like, sorry, I'm a jerk. Like, God, like, who is not telling her that people think she's mean? And that she is mean, because the way she talked to them was awful. They were reporters. And they asked her, it wasn't like, how's Ben Affleck? It was legit, like, the most asked question that you're going to get on a red carpet. And you're going to have an attitude with them? Mm. Girl, don't invite them. Don't invite her.
She's probably got a lot of pressure because of the whole P. Diddy thing. So, you know, she did marry the guy, I think. Spread has a lot on her mind.
Then she should be kissing the ground of people that are talking to her.
She probably didn't want to be there. Her publicist is like, you gotta go. Go out and like life is normal. So
J-Lo, be nice to people. It's not hard.
We're not gonna judge you by the rocks that you got. Just a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah. I couldn't even. That was ridiculous. I would ask Cosmo what his favorite outfit was, but he didn't watch the Met Gala.
No, you know, I like watching the AVN red carpets or like American Music Awards red carpets or even the Oscars. Because like the older I get, the more like stylish and like, oh, like, what is this person wearing? Like, can I wear that suit to something like that? Like, how can I get that made for myself cheaply to wear at some kind of crazy event?
Yes.
Because me and my partner really want to go out and like dress up and we want to get into dance like lessons.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, how to impress a crowd, not just with our looks, but like outfit style, and then just be like Morticia and Gomez Adams on the dance floor. Just
I love it.
Making everybody want to go home and cover their eyes. So I'm like, oh my God, what are they doing? So,
Also, there's an event you go to. It's a ball.
Labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like, this is a great like Met Gala. Watch and like look at their cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You could totally wear something like it to probably Labyrinth.
Do you want
to
go this year?
When is it?
Damn. August?
I don't know.
It's really? August. So it's coming up.
It's like towards the end of August, I think.
I mean, I have a dress, but I just need to get it tailored.
I'll let you know because like when the outfits there, what you're talking about there mm-hmm. are like, it's like ball gowns. Like there's like a city in a ball gown with lights and everything like that, moving parts, mm-hmm. and goes all the way up the dress to the hairpiece.
That's cool.
It's epic. Have you been there, Chompy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great people watcher place, and love the outfits are just absolutely amazing. So yeah, maybe we can do a Dare Wears episode there.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Let me know in the comments below. Also, there was a lot of AI things happening at the Met Gala, how do we feel about it? You're shaking your head no.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Yeah?
Not great, Bob.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, definitely huge anti-misinformation and disinformation. And, like, yeah. AI is mostly used to be like, did you see Rihanna? No, because she wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So why are you showing me this picture of her?
Wait. They weren't there?
Rihanna was not at the Met Gala.
Right.
Katy Perry was not at the Met Gala.
Neither was Lady Gaga.
There are AI pictures of them looking like they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they look legit. They look like it looks like they were there. Even Chrissy was telling me, she said she was like scrolling and I asked her something like, oh, whose outfit did you like the best? She was like, Lady Gaga's. I was like, what are you talking? Lady Gaga wasn't there. She's like, yeah, she was. I saw a photo of her. And I was like, no. And then I showed her. I'm like, it's AI.
Especially if you're just scrolling and like something's just popping up in your feed from someone you don't follow or like mm-hmm. you're not looking at the caption. Like you're just looking at the picture and you're just liking it. Almost on instinct, you're just like, oh, that's nice.
I can understand if it was like a concept design of what they would have worn if they would have went, but just AI just makes up that crap on the spot, so ugh.
But I think people were using it to like claim they were at the event. Like, it wasn't like, oh, if they did go, this is what they would look like.
I don't know who made the pictures or like under what
pretenses
why they were posting it. Yeah.
FOMO.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it got so bad that Katy Perry's own mom was like, I didn't know you were going to the Met. You look great. So,
this is real.
All right. I'm curious if you two have heard about this. The rap battle between Drake and Kendrick that's going on.
I keep seeing people on my I have read, like, at least, like, 3 to 5 threads from people that I follow, all dudes, who, like, I just tangentially, they're always tweeting about sports or some that I also don't follow. But like they're like tweeting these very provocative things about this rap battle and like getting very heated about it. So I'm like, I'm always curious when people are very heated about something. Like, I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm not involved. I would just like to know. No clue. I have no idea. To my understanding, Drake is talking to underage people. Ugh. I know, but with the Stranger Things girl, yes. Millie Bobby Brown. I know that was. Not good, but I couldn't find a single detail. Supposedly Kendrick did his response, but then Drake was like, actually all of this was fake information that I planted, and so I can't believe that you even believed it.
I mean,
but I have no clue.
First of all, it's Drake versus Kendrick Lamar. It's like a Kardashian with a person that actually has skills. It's like it's like Barack Obama and Trump. It's like, come on, who do you take serious here?
Wait, who are you saying is who though? Are you saying Drake doesn't
Drake
know?
He's a freaking Degrassi actor. I don't even think his music's that great. He kind of reminds me of a washed down Kanye West.
Like
a white version of Kanye West, if that's it. Like the music sounds great, but his rap gang is just
not good.
I'm not even a rapper. I don't like rap music, but I'm like listening to him, I'm like, why is he talking like this? But Kendrick Lamar is like, he flows, he has mm-hmm. talent, he has skills. He's up there with like Eminem and like fucking DMX and it's a stupid battle. Yeah. In my opinion.
The thing that I did find was that Drake supposedly stole Hotline Bling from this other artist.
Really?
The song is called Cha Cha, and it is the same, like, beat and, like, not the same lyrics, but, yeah, like, Drake heard that song, and apparently Beyonce reposted it, at the original song, at the time it came out, and then Drake essentially took that and was like, it's mine.
Scandal.
Wow, I didn't know that, because that was the song I was going to bring up when you're like, oh, he's not very good. I was like, really? I used to call you on his cell phone. I liked that song. I thought it was good, but I do prefer Kendrick's music over Drake, but I wasn't sure what the opening opinion was. I do think it's hilarious that Kendrick is, like, pulling no punches, and, like you said, is literally, like, writing raps about Drake being a pedophile, which is hilarious. I mean, not being a pedophile is not hilarious, but, like, the way that he makes it flow,
he's just stomping him, yeah,
is,
yeah,
great.
He's
so,
like Eminem. Eminem, if,
yeah,
don't mess with Eminem.
Eminem's supposedly writing an album, and I'm so excited.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I don't have any real tea on that, but I have heard that he's writing an album.
Oh, man.
The tea, so I'm excited for that. But yeah, I could care less about these two with their rap battle, to be honest. I tried to Google just now why it even started up recently, but apparently it's been like a long feud between both of them, and now they're just going at it, and they're both gaining from it, I would say. Like, they're both being talked about, so
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, bad press is good press.
Bad for Drake. But also, I guess Netflix has a new show, or at least a show that I've never heard of, that is a roast show that's, yeah, been trending recently. And Kim Kardashian got booed off the stage. And there's an edit where it's like on Netflix, it's totally cleared up, so you like can barely hear it. And there's just like people cheering and having a good time. But if you watch TikToks from people that were actually in the audience, they're so loud.
Oh, yeah.
They're like booing her so loudly that it, like, there's no denying it that she's being booed.
I watched it, and it was absolutely amazing. It's just like, why does she have to be there? I don't know. I mean, there's something, I can't remember what it was, but it's like athletes, mm-hmm, and the regular comedian podcast guys on the sides. And like, there was a lot of odd guests, but like, she went up there, and it was kind of a dry roast. And then I could barely hear the ooh. So I heard it on the thing, of course, because I listen to my television really loud. So I was like, yeah, why is she there? It's awkward.
Does she have any relation to Tom Brady?
I can't remember what it was that she was talking about, but
it's been speculated that they're dating, but I don't think there's any weight to it.
Yeah, they were talking a lot of trash about Giselle.
Oh.
Like his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Man, they bagged on her so bad.
Aww.
It was a horrible, it was the worst roast I've ever seen of anybody, as in, like, the put downs were just on top.
Harsh, yeah.
They were good.
Yeah,
okay.
It was so good. And it was, but his at the end, Tom, mm-hmm, was perfect.
Oh.
But he went up there like he was like God's gift to earth. So it was, yeah. So he owned it, and it was really good. It's not bad.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
I personally didn't watch it because I don't like shows like that. I would never go on a show like that because, like, I'm sensitive. But I did hear about Kim being booed. Which, you know, I feel like everybody's falling off the Kardashian train finally. So I don't think she deserved it, so to speak, but also it's like, maybe this is the wake up call that her and her family need, that their constant, like, being in and around other, like, just having their TV show for so long.
Just inserting yourself into stuff that's like,
yeah,
why do you need to be there? Like, obviously you didn't write your jokes, Kim. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, well, everyone knows that.
Somebody said something about it. It's like, of course a Kardashian is here. There's like there's ex-NFL players or whatnot. We always know that they take care of.
They date the NFL players.
Like, it's like, you know, sports players, something like that. It was such a bad insult towards her.
Yeah.
She was sitting down in the audience at the time. People were like laughing.
Hmm.
And then they touched on Jenner.
Oh, okay.
They touched something like that. But it was in a tasteful way.
Okay.
It brushed off my shoulders. I was like, okay, cool. It wasn't that bad about, you know, being transgender and like that.
Oh, okay.
But they're just talking about, like, you know, football. Tom Brady can go on a cereal box and become a woman the next day, blah, 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 blah. Like, Kardashian's, like, stepfather or something like that. So it wasn't bad, but I was just like, it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really harsh. I suggest anybody watching it and has sensitivity, just be warned. It's really bad.
Trigger warning,
yeah,
for the roast show. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about them being there, because it's like, okay, good on her for going and, like, being roasted. Like, I'm kind of here for that in a way, that they're like, eh, whatever. But also, I'm just like sick of seeing them everywhere on their show. Their ads are all over TikTok right now. I'm just waiting for her to drop an album just because like they can and they have the money. And it's like, you know, I just wish they would use their influence for anything good. Like I am here for celebrities now announcing every time they donate to charities, because I would rather that than this weird thing that we're in now that every celebrity owns a brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, I'm tired of the celebrity makeup lines, the TV shows, the weird clothing lines that aren't even that good and it's all fast fashion crap. Like, can we get back to like what really matters and like giving back to the community? Like where did that go? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of celebrity brands.
Is capitalism there?
Is that what it is?
Like fucking late stage capitalism. It's all going downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the content creators come in. We give back.
Yeah, but I mean, sure, you can always leave it up to the next person. But at what point is it like our job to speak on certain things? And that's a question I actually have for people that are watching and you both in the room. It's like, I used to be told by other content creators that have been in the game longer than me that you don't mix your politics with your porn or like your corn, so to speak. And it's like, at what point now have social media influencers, content creators, artists that get bigger followings, is it now our job to like, hey, this thing is happening in the world, let's crowdfund raise money? Or is it up to people with bigger platforms? Or at what point are you just a creator to bring happiness? It's like, where is that line? And I truly don't know where it is.
I mean, I think if there's an issue that's personal to you or like that you feel very strongly about, I think that you should use your platform to speak about it. I do think that audiences go too far in pushing creators to speak on things. That's like, if they don't want to speak about it, don't force them to make a statement about something that isn't in their wheelhouse or like isn't about what they're doing, because like not everybody's gonna have a take or a side. Like sometimes people are just not as educated, or they just don't want to say. So I see both ways, but
I just think we're more or less governed that way. So we're not told what to do. We don't have publicists. We're not in the public eye. We are in the public eye, but not People Magazine, not like MTV, none of these other things. We're not on billboards. We're just on the social media network, the stuff that everyone's on. But the old way of life, the old Hollywood, that's like controlled in a certain way. We want you to talk about this. We want you to be with this person. We want you to wear this, blah, 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 blah. And we don't have that.
Right.
Which is a pro and a con. Because some people need to be tamed. Some content creators. I'm not saying who. But I'll talk about it on my own show. I won't talk about it here. But I just think we have a better reach to the younger people. You know? The people that are the next generation.
Yeah.
The people are watching us because we relate to them. They don't relate to the old stuff that's in the news, I guess. So we can reach them. And I think we should take it upon ourselves to choose what we say, but also if there's something that we need to come across and make awareness of, we have the power to do that.
Yeah. I like what you said, Chompy, about like if you feel empowered to do so or something that really like pulls at you. I think that's a great way of looking at it. So thanks for that. I appreciate that. Speaking on, you know, things that empower you, you know who Gypsy Rose is, right? So she is getting a divorce. Do you know who Gypsy Rose is?
No.
Oh, no. She's the one who, she, like, got some guy to murder her mom because her mom had...
What was the name of the show?
Oh, no, it's leaving me. I know it. I've watched a little bit of it. Okay, so it's... Her mom has Munchausen's disease, which
Munchausen's by proxy.
Thank you. Yes. And it makes her... like think that her child is more sick than her child is, and like makes her want to garner sympathy for her daughter.
Wasn't there a movie like that on Hulu?
Yes, it was a show. Yeah, it was a show that I can't make. Oh, The Act.
The Act. Okay, yeah. You. Okay, I've seen that.
Yes.
Okay.
That was based on
Gypsy
somebody.
Rose.
Yes, it was based on Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, wow.
And she was put in jail because she got her boyfriend at the time to murder her mom. And she's now out. It's been like, what, 8 years, 10 years, something like that. She's not out and about and free, and she got married while she was in prison to this other guy, which I don't even know how she met him. I guess he wrote her a letter, and she was like, cool, let's get married. She's divorcing him because he has a food hoarding problem, hoards food in the fridge, and because he snores at night. She's trying to accuse him of, allegedly, for entertainment purposes only. She also is slightly implying that there was some abuse going on, which I don't know to what extent, but she mentions the story about being locked in the bathroom while he was pounding on the door. And she got a nose job in the last, like, 2 weeks. So
okay,
she's going through it.
Yeah, I have a feeling whatever relationship she started while someone's writing her, just writing her letters, whoever is writing letters, like, they're... Something's going on.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Generally, the average person is not seeking out, like,
a felon.
Who can I write to in prison?
Yeah.
But that, man, like, those... I used to watch that show, 90 Day Lockup.
Mm.
People, oh. You know, like, people are coming out, and, like, they're seeing somebody while they're locked up, and then now the reality show's showing them outside of prison, and... It's just weird. I'm like, how do you... I'd rather go on a dating app than, like... It's not even that. It's just...
Yeah.
What... How do you...
It's a different world.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If we're going to get to the
It's a different mindset. Yeah.
It's like, let me go on my phone. Stripe. Okay, that prisoner looks weird. That prisoner has tattoos. I'm like, oh, that one looks cute. Let me read his bio. He was like... You know, put away for blah 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 blah. That's okay. He learned his lessons. I think he's cute. I want to marry. What the hell?
Yeah. How did we get here?
Oh man.
I feel like, unfortunately for Gypsy, she never got to have a normal childhood or young teenage phase. She was really robbed of that, just from her mom, and then also like being in prison. And Gypsy, if you're watching, which she's probably obviously not. I highly recommend, one, going to therapy. Therapy's done wonders for me, and it's such a positive thing now. People have really changed their perspective on therapy. It's not seen as a negative thing anymore. And also, it would really help her discover a lot more about herself just from talking to a professional. And I highly recommend getting offline. Like, just go live life and, like, make mistakes and do things that you don't need to be seen online doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go live a life, at least for like a year. Be out of the public eye. Because the more she's online, people are going to scrutinize her for every little thing she does.
It's just a lot of pressure to be under. And it's like, your life has already been so hard. And like, you're clearly, yeah, like clearly, like because of how her mom was, like you can't develop normally like that.
Right.
So it's like, you have to go be outside of that. And also, yeah, be outside of the prison system. Like, you're going to be messy. Like,
yeah.
Objectively,
yeah.
You are messy. So, yeah, try. Yeah, I would suggest, yeah, avoiding the scrutiny of people where it's like, no one's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. They were at first, man, and then it already fell apart.
Well, that's also, apart. Like, putting people on a pedestal. Like, you're putting this poor girl on a pedestal and being like, oh, Mother Gypsy. What are you talking about?
Right? It's like, ah!
Don't do this.
Why are we glamorizing Moderna?
No, just leave her alone.
It's probably some weird publicity stunt just for people to go watch the show on Hulu.
I don't know. I don't think that. I feel like it's so...
Because, I mean, yeah, I would want to be out of the limelight. If something happened like that, I'm like, yeah, just don't make an announcement. Don't.
Yeah.
I just want to get out, do my thing, and then, like, slowly try to get back into... Like, if Michael Jackson had a chance to, like, just disappear, which he probably did, because he probably faked his death. Anyways.
Oh, conspiracy theories.
But, you know, it's like, someone like him never had a childhood and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he was from an early age. And it's being famous is almost like prison because of everything else. So, I bet if he had a chance, like, Michael, we'll take you to another planet. No paparazzi, blah, blah, blah. Just chill. He probably would have took that offer. But I think she needed that to be away from the public eye.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I'm like, where did she get that attitude?
Yeah.
You know? Who influenced her?
Well, her mom.
But, like, to after prison, to come back out there and
be back in the public eye, you know?
Mm. I would say, like, probably PR people, and also, like, she, by association, you know, her mom wanted the attention on her daughter. Yeah. So it's only going to be natural for her throughout her whole upbringing. She's been conditioned by her mom to be, you know, we're going to pretend that you're in a wheelchair, so yeah, you get attention. We're going to pretend that your hair can't grow. You know what I mean? So it's like, just by association, well, not even association, by being related to her mom, she's already going to have this, like, inner monologue that's not right by any means. So she's going to do whatever it takes to get attention, even if she recognizes that it's a trait from her mom. Mm-hmm.
They should have waited for this movie or that show until she was, like, a year out or something like that.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not as interesting once she's out. I think they wanted to build the hype.
Yeah.
But
sad.
I'm curious, though, because you talked about Michael not being around. Would those of you listening to the show want a conspiracy theory episode?
Oh, no. I got some conspiracy theories.
Oh, no. Let us know in the comments below, because I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
One last thing. Or, I mean, I got two things. I'll keep them brief. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber just announced that they're having a baby, which is so out of left field. Didn't know that they were trying. Congratulations if they're watching. But I was shook by that because I kind of thought they were on the brink of separation. But
I haven't been following the story. Last I heard, Jay Biebs was pissing in a bucket. That's the last update I got. And I was like, you know what?
He'll make a great father. I have a conspiracy theory on him, but maybe I'll save it for an episode where we do conspiracy theories. Ooh. But yeah, I mean, congratulations to them. I hope they're happy. That's all I care about. Hope they're happy and healthy. And AI fashion is another thing I just wanted to bring up really briefly. There's a lot of brands that are using it now to sell garments and sell clothing where it's no longer even on a body. It's like either on an invisible body, so you just see the dress moving, or it's like Photoshopped into an image, and then people are buying clothing based on these images and based on these videos.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to talk about it because I thought it was like confusing, and it's also like perpetuating body dysmorphia and also just like not a good way to get people to buy clothing.
Well, because you don't know how it looks on an actual human person, which right, you are, and you will be putting it onto your human body. And so you usually are hoping, like, I would love to see how this fits a person who is shaped similarly to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, with AI, you can't really do that. There's a certain extent that I understand from the creator side, like, oh, I'm trying to reduce my process and how long it takes and how much money I spend.
Hmm.
That makes sense, but I don't think that this is the right way to go about it. And I think that, yeah, you're damaging your customer base and just, like, your overall brand. I think you're really damaging your overall brand by introducing AI to stuff that's, like, that's not why people are here.
And also, they're eliminating jobs.
Exactly, like, yeah. No, it sucks. It sucks.
So, I don't know. I wish they would just be honest about it and just say, like, hey, this is AI generated, because then it allows us as the customer to decide, like, do I support brands that are using AI generated tools, or do I support a brand that doesn't do this? But of course, they're not labeling it because they don't want people to have an opinion. They just want them to see the garment and buy the garment. So
it's already hard enough with, like, the drop shipping stuff and, like, the TikTok ads of, like, all the replica dresses that are, like, the high fashion brand, and then all of the, like, cheap knockoff versions, but then all the other cheap knockoffs are using the video of the high fashion one and selling you based on that. Like, that already is confusing and upsetting for customers. And, like, yeah, to bring AI that's just made up whole cloth, it's like, I can't wear that.
Yeah, I actually did a video on that. That's funny that you brought it up. I bought three dresses from three different sites, from Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and they all were the same dress. But when I got them in my hands, well, you know what? I won't spoil it. So go check out that video. It's called I Buy Three of the Same Dresses on Dare Wears. Go watch my YouTube channel. And since you're here, why don't you tell them where they can find you on your channel, your socials?
Yeah. You can find me at OMGChump on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok.
Awesome. And where can you find Cosmo?
The Cosmo Show on YouTube and Spotify, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yeah. So go support all of us if you want. You don't have to, but you should. Thank you all so much for listening to Delulu Canoe Podcast. We appreciate you all listening and being here. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and check out our Patreon where we have some questions for Chompy. We have some very affordable tiers starting at $5 to get the behind the scenes questions. $10 gets you the ability to ask our guests these questions. And $50 makes you a producer, which will be saying your names in the credits.
Hey-o.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate all you Delulus out there. Oh, wait. We got to say who we all relate to. I'm going to say the bear. I'm just an onlooker.
I'm the doggy today.
You're the angry dog.
Yeah.
Cosmo?
Dog.
You're the angry dog, too?
Yeah.
We're going to take this angry party over to Patreon. Yeah! Grab your pitchforks and your flames.
Let's go!
Stay Delulu.